Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The Supreme Court yesterday reserved its verdict on a batch of petitions seeking a 100% cross-verification of vote count in electronic voting machines, EVMs, with voter verifiable paper audit trail, VVPAT, paper slips. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dibangar Datta posed a series of questions to the Election Commission of India about the functioning of EVMs. ECI assured that it is impossible to tamper with EVMs at any stage. It further clarified that the microcontrollers cannot be accessed physically and have a one-time program burned into them. While reposing faith in the ECI, the bench clarified that it would look into the possible reforms needed to strengthen the current polling system. The Supreme Court, however, disagreed with the idea of a return to paper ballots. Nagaland Police held its first physical meeting of all unit commanders and senior police officers yesterday at Police Headquarters, Kohima. The meeting was held under the leadership of Director General of Police, Rupin Sharma. In his address, the DGP congratulated all the unit commanders and its supervisory officers for the peaceful, free and fair conduct of the general elections to Lok Sabha 2024 in the state and underscored the need of collective responsibility in successfully handling any assigned task. During the meeting, extensive discussions were held on administrative matters and on measures to enhance operational efficiency and effectiveness of the state police by emphasizing on target-oriented approach, particularly in the war against drugs. All unit commanders and senior police officers actively deliberated on various issues pertaining to the department and discussed the way forward to improve coordination among units, streamline processes, and leverage available resources more efficiently to effectively execute its primary mandate of crime prevention, detection, investigation, maintenance of public peace, and internal security in the state. The Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industry, DCCI, will go ahead with a proposed indefinite shutdown of business establishments from April 26 to protest harassment of business community by Naga political groups. Following the call for indefinite shutdown, Dimapur District Administration had a meeting yesterday with the DCCI and other civil societies, which lasted for more than 3 hours. Deputy Commissioner Dimapur, Tino Jongshichang, informed that the meeting was fruitful and the grievances of the business community were discussed at length. He said a matter has been forwarded to the government and hoped to get a positive response soon. A cabinet meeting is going to be held on April 26 to deliberate on the issue, he added. DCCI President Agashe Zimomi informed that it will continue with the indefinite shutdown of business establishments as there was no positive outcome from the meeting. The indefinite shutdown is only for the business community and added that there will be free movement of vehicles and all other establishments will be opened, it added. Meanwhile, Petroleum Dealers Association of Dimapur, Newland and Jamukedima has requested all the retail outlets of different petroleum companies in Dimapur, Newland and Jamukedima to cooperate with the indefinite shutdown called by DCCI and appeal the public to bear with the inconvenience. The Kohima Chamber of Commerce and Industry, GCCI, and Jamukedima Chamber of Commerce and Trade Association, CCCETA, has decided to call for a one-day shutdown on 26th April to show its solidarity and support to Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industry's indefinite protest against harassment of business community by Naga political groups. The shutdown in Kohima will begin from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The GCCI called for support and cooperation from its members, civil societies and public. The KCCI also informed that pharmacies, hotels and bakeries will be exempted from the purview of the closure in order to cater to medical necessities and travellers in the district. The CCCTA will also implement shutdown of all shops within the jurisdiction of Jamukedima town on the day, highlighting concerns over the current environment created by Naga political groups, such as rise in cases of harassment against businesses. The CCCTA emphasized the need to halt such illegal and coercive activities for the common good. Meanwhile, the Angami Youth Organization said it understands the serious implications and consequences of illegal taxation and extortion prevailing in the society and extended its solidarity, and also will render all-out cooperation to the Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industry scheduled indefinite shutdown of all businesses in Dimapur and a one-day shutdown called by CCCTA and KCCI. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.